Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
Vincent Hall, photo editor.
Cody Nguyen, assistant sports editor.
Jake Rich, managing editor.
Welcome everybody to the newsroom. How's it going?
Hi, good.
It's going.
It's going. That's as much as you can hope for, right? As long as it's not going?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you could say that.
Or unless it's not going... And we'll see how many double negatives we can pile into that.
I'm already confused.
No.
I'm still trying to process what you just said.
Well, don't process what I didn't or maybe did say, not on account of your double negatives.
I just got out of a philosophy class. I don't need to hear this kind of talk.
Philosophy is everywhere, Jake. It follows you in your dreams. Or that might be psychology. But anyway, thank you all for joining us this week on the newsroom. We're going to talk. We got a lot of interesting things to talk about today. The elections are coming up in about a week. So we're going to touch on a couple of the most interesting propositions that are on the ballot. The World Series is going on.
Yay.
And we'll talk a little bit about that. And Halloween, everybody's favorite holiday because you can get free candy.
Halloween.
Lyrics brought to you by Jake Rich.
American Idol auditions may be coming up soon.
Good. It's about The Voice now, isn't it? Like, or is that not relevant anymore either?
Whichever one you want to
audition for.
I think you'd be great on either one, Jake.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We will support you, Jake.
Thanks.
We hope that in turn you will remember us when you become famous and make lots of money.
I won't.
Singing Halloween songs.
Yes, Halloween songs.
All right. Well, we got a jam-packed show for you this week, so we'll go ahead and get started before we run out of time.
Is that really about Halloween or Christmas? I don't know. Sorry.
Nobody really knows, and that's the thing. That's the weird thing.
It's both, I guess. We're talking about a nightmare.
I will vote for Halloween. I think it's more Halloween.
I actually haven't seen the movie, Christmas. So no comment.
Blasphemy.
Shun. Shame. Get out.
Okay. Cody is no longer part of the Highlander newsroom.
Goodbye.
You are the weakest link. So, I mean, we're speaking about Halloween, so we might as well get started on that. Like, it's on Friday, so what are you guys doing?
Well, I'm... At least for the beginning of Halloween, which is at night, I'm talking...
Halloween
I'm
is
not,
at
well,
night,
I'm
yes.
not talking... I'm just trying to clarify it from the day of October 31st. every year, I go to my cousin's house, who also live in Riverside, they have a street that their house has kind of become famous for having a little haunted house inside their garage, and we've done various gags and things over the year.
What kind of stuff?
Well, there was this one year where they used to have a van, and I was like a dead person under a wheel, and I scared people. And there's another year where I hid in the trunk, and we popped open the trunk and scared people, and other things. It's fun.
So how does it feel to be a dead person?
I don't feel. I just feed off the feed off the frightened screams of the living.
That's a very nice answer.
Have you ever thought of getting a job at the, like, Not Scary Farm or Universal Studios during Halloween?
I haven't, but I'm thinking it would be a lot of fun.
How do they do that?
You have previous experience at an amusement park.
Oh,
I'm not mistaken.
Yes, for all about a couple weeks or a month. About yes, I worked for a quick minute at Castle Park, and then it was that's another story. But I would thoroughly enjoy being a monster in one of those places.
A ghoul.
Yes.
Fight person. Actor, I think they're calling themselves.
Yes, an actor. Actor.
With the accent.
Yes.
What about you guys?
I just bought a pair of vampire fangs, and that's what I'm going to be. I'm just going to be a low-key vampire.
Low-key vampire.
So you guys won't know I'm in costume until I show you my teeth, and it'll be too late because you'll be dead.
Oh, no. But if it low-key, like, how will you get around walking in daytime?
Yeah.
We're talking about Twilight vampires here, not...
Oh, got it.
Not Dracula.
We got sparkles. You got sparkles at the ready?
No, I just put on a lot of concealer, so you can't see anything.
Got it.
It's matte.
It's the smart.
What about you, Cody?
No ideas yet for what I'm going to be for Halloween. I don't...
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do on Friday, the day of Halloween? No specific plans yet. Actually, Actually, I do. Just kidding. Heading out to LA just for fun. But Halloween weekend is going to be fun. Mm-hmm. There's a music festival going on in Pomona called Hard Day of the Dead, which the Highlander will be covering, so stay tuned for that.
Shameless plug, guys.
We've got a preview for it in this week's paper as well.
Yeah, so. And Cody, you actually helped write part of that.
Yes, I did. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of big names in electronic music are going to be there, and I'm really excited for it. It's going to be my first event from that company, Hard, and I heard a lot of good things, so I'm really excited to go out there and check it out myself.
What are you most excited for about it?
I'm excited to see Calvin Harris and Zedd for the first time in my life.
Oh, I'm already here.
Oh, yeah, but... Jake, I don't know if you're.
If, I don't. You listeners,
you look exactly like Zedd for listeners out there.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can't see me.
If you see someone, if you know what Zedd looks like, and you see someone on campus that looks like him, say hi, Jake.
Yeah, or you can just say hi, Zedd, and I'll respond. That's cool too. Whatever.
It's all good. We all have actually. We all moonlight as famous actors or singers. So. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. We all have secret double lives.
You can also call me Paul Thomas Anderson if you IMDb his wiki, or his page. It looks like me too. So you
Jake
know.
Stole his eyebrows.
I did. Okay. He's older than me, so I guess I stole them. But I like to think he stole them. I don't know. We're one of a kind as eyebrow people.
One of the interesting things that's going on Halloween is that there's going to be like a tour of the Rivera Library. Like there's a club on campus that specializes in like the paranormal and the supernatural. I don't know if like either of those are the politically correct terms, but I'm just going to keep going with this.
One of our staff writers is one of the heads of that.
Yeah. And they're doing a tour of Rivera because it's like supposedly haunted, and I hadn't heard about this before, but like it made me think like what places on campus are haunted and like
Pierce. Definitely.
I was actually about to say Pierce. Have you been to the third floor of Pierce? If you haven't, it's like from
sealed off labs and stuff.
Yeah, and then the lights are always eternally flickering. Like it's never 100%
it's
light.
Like gray and concrete and hard, and it's just like it's
and like there's weird like cabinets like located in the middle of the hallways, so it makes it feel way more congested than it actually is. So it's got the lights flickering, it's got the horror movie colors, it's got like the stuff where there shouldn't be stuff going on, and you put all that together and it looks like it would be something where like it would be haunted, and I fully expect the next horror movie to be filmed there in Pierce third floor.
Keep us in mind, Warner Brothers, Universal Studios, UCR is open.
Our house, the house that me and Vincent live at, is also open for consideration for that. There's like I hear random sounds all the time. And there is in my bedroom, in the closet, there is like there is an opening to go beneath the house, and it's really, really
creepy.
Into the crawl space.
Into the crawl space.
It's super scary. And
yeah, it looks like where Walter White stashed all his money in Breaking Bad, if you guys have ever seen that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
The laughing scene, especially.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about specifically.
Is there any money there?
I'm not...
We should send someone in on Halloween night.
And then all Halloween night, you're going to have like hordes of people knocking on your door waiting for you to divulge where the money is located.
Treat, not trick.
What about you guys? Oh. Where do you think is the haunted, most haunted place on campus?
Probably my least favorite place is in Sproul. On the basement floor where I think Media and Resources Center is. It's kind of scary. And then I went down there freshman year for funsies because I went to explore Sproul, and there's like a door that says caution, like high voltage area, don't open or don't touch something, and I touched it, but it didn't open it didn't do anything.
Always a good idea.
Don't touch, okay.
And then there's another door where if you open it opens to the bottom side of Sproul, and it's outdoors. But it's this narrow concrete hallway that's about the space of your shoulders. And I don't know how to explain it. It's something that if you're walking through it, you expect someone to be behind you and kill you. It's dark, but it's outside too, but it's dark because it's on the bottom floor. So that's
you guys must
my
do a
favorite.
Lot of exploring of campus to find out about all these places, because if you ask me this question, I would completely, I'd be drawing blanks. I have no idea.
The Highlander office.
What are the...
Your office, because the lights don't turn on.
They do turn on, actually.
Wait, now they do? No. I mean, they turn off randomly, and you can't turn them back on at night.
Seriously? I am unaware of that.
Really?
This is a true statement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
why do I know more about your office than you do?
Yeah, there's like a certain point at night where they just shut off and you cannot turn them on.
I know exactly what you're talking about. That's like,
oh,
it's like past midnight.
I think it is.
I think it's just like programmed into the central.
It is.
Yeah.
Just like the front of our office is programmed just the lights to stay on.
Yeah. They don't trust us to conserve energy.
I guess not.
Apparently not. And don't ask why we're there at midnight. It's because we're making the paper. We promise. See, I heard that part of ANI, our universe, there was like one hall in there that was haunted. I haven't actually dormed there, so I couldn't like say for certain.
Same here.
But like that's what I have heard from people, and it made me wonder, like, if you're walking through a hall and you actually saw a ghost, like, what would you do? I would probably like run screaming from the room.
I might just kind of stand and stare.
Video.
Jake would be dead.
Documented.
I'd be entranced, and I'd be taken in by them, and then I'd become a ghost, and then I'd just wander.
Oh. Well, that's very sad. Well, okay.
Watch out for my ghost.
Yeah, watch out for Jake's ghost. If you don't hear him on next week's radio show, you know what happened. Insert music from the Twilight Zone here. All right. Hopefully on a more uplifting topic, maybe not uplifting, but probably dry. The elections are coming up, and this is something I'm pretty interested in. I am, like, full disclosure, I'm a political science major, and I have been following these elections way more than... Yeah. You can't see, but I actually have glasses with tape between them on right now. I don't. But I've been following them for way more than is probably healthy or legal. And it's finding the results of what's going to happen with not only just the federal government, where the Senate hangs in the balance, is going to be pretty interesting. But at home, there are... a couple of propositions on the ballot, and a few of which are pretty interesting. One of them is Proposition 47, which would change some felonies to misdemeanors. So these would be things like drug possession. These would be things like petty theft, as long as it's less than $950. So the polls have been mixed on this, and so it'll be interesting to see where it goes. The people who are supporting it say that basically this would help reduce prison overcrowding, which a recent report came out and said basically mm-hmm. that California prisons are operating at 200% capacity, which is crazy, and that it would cut down on overly harsh sentencing of criminals. And then people who are against it say that it would make crimes like phone or handgun theft misdemeanors instead of felonies when they should really be felonies, mm-hmm. And that it would require the release of some people who are already imprisoned. So it'll be interesting to see whether or not any of these arguments hold any sway with the voters in particular.
Well, like, the way I see it, and I kind of derive what I'm saying from some of our own endorsements, but I think it's mostly a good thing, you know, just the fact that, like, you know, if you don't want to, I think we even say in the editorial that, you know, we don't want to put, like, petty criminals in with the hardened, like, mass murderers and stuff like that, because that's just not how it works, and that's not how you rehabilitate people, you know, putting those two next to each other, you know, different crimes don't equal each other necessarily, so.
And I think it plays into what you said about prison overcrowding and how we're, like, over capacity. That also costs the state a lot of money, from what I know. And I think that putting, like, what Jake just said, like, petty thieves and things like that into prisons is just not... I'm not sure how effective that is in, like, stopping them from doing
bad stuff.
Stopping them from doing bad things in the future. It's just,
or like drug possession type thing. Well, it depends on the drug, but, you know, like marijuana possession.
Yeah, I think prison is a place where we should put the worst people in that have that deserve the putting the people that deserve to be there in there, like the murderers, the serial killers, the rapists, mm-hmm. things like that.
And one of the interesting things is that it does make like drug possession a misdemeanor rather than a felony, but it doesn't affect marijuana laws, actually. It would be drug possession for non-marijuana drugs. And that's actually one of the arguments against it, is that opponents say that it would make drugs like date rape drug, possessing that, would be a misdemeanor rather than a felony, and then they say that's wrong.
That does change it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because marijuana is pretty light.
Well, you know, I think, like, I guess something that could make it better is if like the bill is amended to, you know, change towards penalizing those heavier drugs or like date rape drugs, like Vince was saying, into heavier sentencing, because you can't categorize all drugs in the same category as much as you want to. But yeah,
it would be interesting to see how this goes forward, and it would be certainly something that the legislature could take a look at a later date. But one of the other interesting things is that California does spend more on prisons than it does education. On higher education, which is one of the things that a lot of students are very upset about.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that, well, not students necessarily, but people who are supporting this initiative think that it will help redirect state funds from prisons to higher education, where the state should be funding. Yeah. Higher education is investment in California's future, all that jazz. So it's definitely multifaceted, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes. The other kind of controversial one on the ballot is Proposition 45, which would grant the state's insurance commissioner the power to basically veto rate increases proposed by insurance companies. The people who are against this are saying that it gives basically one elected official too much power over millions of people's premiums, because it's everybody in the state of California, whereas the people in favor of it say that it would be there as a check against insurance companies charging exorbitant rates and making sure that people can afford to pay for their health insurance.
Even if it were to be a check, I feel like it's too important of a responsibility to give just one person, maybe even splitting it between a board or...
like a five?
Yeah, or... a board of people who maybe split the responsibilities of this one role that they're thinking of making would be probably safer, just in case, because having control of all those premiums is a really big deal. And the possibility of corruption is there, so even just to be safe from that, having more people making this decision would be safer.
Yeah, and maybe I'm being too cynical, but if you give one person the power to control everybody's health insurance premiums, what's to stop what Vincent said earlier about corruption? I mean, what if they don't provide that check that is supposed to be there with them as the elected official to oversee that?
The other thing to consider about it is that this is one of the measures that's been spent the most on this election season. More than $56 million is being spent against it. And I'm going to go ahead and read like some of the top 10 people who are spending against it. And maybe you can tell me what they all have in common. Kaiser, Blue Shield, Anthem Blue Cross, WellPoint.
Health insurance hospitals.
Yeah. So that is a little bit creepy, though, mm-hmm. how much they're spending against it. The side that's for it has spent $3.5 million compared to $56 million. So that's 16 times. That's like...
it's kind of crazy.
It's a lot of money, man. Mm-hmm.
And then you think if it were to pass, how much money are they willing to pay that person to vote in their favor?
And there's a bunch of other stuff on the ballot as well. Proposition 1 gives $750 billion for water infrastructure. There's a bill that has to do with gambling on Native American territories. It's a lot of interesting stuff. We actually this week printed an elections guide. It's supposed to help all you guys be able to make informed decisions. It has a brief description of each of the propositions, as well as the governor's candidate and the House of Representatives and the State Assembly, who is running in our district. So it gives a little bit of detail about that, and it also includes some of our reasoning as to which ones might be the best for students. So be sure to check it out, and check out other information before you go vote on Tuesday. Tuesday, November 4th, is Election Day, so be sure to vote, and you can count on the Highlander to provide full coverage of the results when they come in next week. Public service announcement, everybody go vote and do your civic duty and get one of those little I voted stickers. Mm-hmm. I have like a collection of them at home from all the years that I have voted. Stickers are amazing, guys. If you're just joining us, you've been listening to KUCR, the Highlander Newsroom on 88.3 FM.
Or streaming online at KUCR.org.
All right, let's move on to the World Series.
Woo!
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All game.
Maybe we should all just go to American Idol after we're done with this show. I'll just petition and...
You guys can sing songs about baseball. I'll sing songs about Halloween.
What do you want to sing songs about, Vincent?
Photography.
Loving America.
Loving America.
Loving America.
Nothing
better.
So, the World Series, this is a pre-recorded show, so as of now, they're playing the sixth game of the series, and yeah. I believe the Royals are quashing.
Eight. Yeah, they're destroying the quashing. Giants. It is currently 8-0. Top of the fifth just ended.
Yeah.
That's not just, like beating. That's, like, crushing. That's,
yeah,
like...
And we're barely halfway through the game.
Do they have a mercy rule?
No.
In college, they do. In softball.
In Little League.
In softball. Yeah. In NCAA softball, they do.
Yeah. But yeah, there's likely going to be a Game 7.
And what's interesting about that is history points towards Kansas City winning the World Series if
they
bring this to a Game 7. I believe it's the past 9 Game 7s of the World Series have been won by the home team. And Kansas City would be at home for Game 7. If it were to happen, which it probably will.
Yeah. And this has been a really great series so far. It's still, you know, for those of us that follow baseball, it's kind of weird to see the Royals be relevant at all because they have been terrible for a very long time. This is their first time making the playoffs since 1985. And to see them, like, to watch these games and remember that this is the World Series and the Royals are in it is like oddly surreal. Like even though I'm not a Royals fan and the Royals beat my team, the Angels, on the way there, like I'm kind of rooting for them just because it's a really great story. Although I wouldn't mind the Giants winning either.
So who all are you rooting for? Or do people not have a horse in this race?
I'm kind of conflicted. I would move to say that I'm actually pretty indifferent. If I don't watch that much baseball, but if I were to say that there's a team that I root for. It's the Oakland A's, who got knocked out of the playoffs by the Royals, actually. But the Royals is the Kansas City Royals. The story of them and how they made this beautiful playoff run, didn't lose a game until the World Series actually happened.
Yeah, they blew through the wild card game and the division series and the ALCS.
Yep, and it's a feel-good Cinderella story type thing. I wouldn't mind seeing them take it home. But being from the Bay also, I still got some love for the Giants.
Oh, traitor. Yeah. Traitor to your area. You mentioned that the Kansas City, the home team has a history of winning Game 7 of the World Series. Mm-hmm. But something that Jake mentioned earlier is that there's also something to be said for the Giants having a history of winning like an even-numbered years. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I wrote... in the article I wrote this week, you can check out on the back page of the Highlander about the World Series, I mentioned that the Giants fans have adopted an even years mantra. Like, we only, like, last year they were okay that they didn't win because, like, okay, it's only an even year. They won the World Series in 2010, they won it in 2012. And also, I would like to point out that in 2002, it was an even year and they were in the World Series and they lost to the Angels, so it's not, doesn't quite line up.
And the inner Angels fanboy comes out.
Yes. But yeah, they have a even year thing going, and they have kind of a feel-good story, too, with, you know, they're not a super dominant team this year. They're a wild card also. First all wild card matchup in the World Series since that 2002 World Series. And Travis Ishikawa, this, like, veteran outfielder that was thinking about retiring, hit a walk-off home run to send them to the World Series. So that was a pretty, like magical kind of moment.
Going back to the wild card, didn't they just make like a wild card system a couple years ago?
They changed the wild card system a little bit. They made it two wild card teams, and they play a play-in game to get to the division series. Before, the wild card just automatically got into the division series.
Oh, okay.
And that started in 1995. Yeah.
Makes sense.
one of the interesting things is even though it's something that's like wild card versus wild card, and like a lot of, it's not wild card.
No, it is.
Okay. I was just like, wait a second. See, can you tell how much baseball I watch? Not that much. Yeah. And if statistics are anything, that I'm actually not alone, is that this is so far on track to be like the least watched World Series ever.
It's because of the Royals. That's why. It's because it's a small market team.
Small market team, combined with the fact that baseball is actually declining in terms of popularity ever since. Yeah.
Well, actually, baseball has been like, I don't know stats off the top of my head, but I've been like...
Well, I have stats right here. I wrote them down before we started the show, so I'll just give them to you right now. and 2012 was the... 2012 is so far holds the record for the least watched, 12.6 million people who watched the World Series. And the most recent time more than 2 million people watched the World Series was in 2004, when the Boston Red Sox broke the broke the curse.
Yeah.
But it's been declining ever since.
And there's something to be said about TV viewership nowadays either. Compared to the old times or older times, because a lot less people watch TV today than even like 10 years ago.
Right, and we have the internet, illegal streams, DVRs, things like that.
Yeah, so I think people are still watching. Maybe less numbers still because of the small market team, but still, people are still certainly watching. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with the rise of the NFL as like America's premier sport.
Yeah, almost popular.
I know that Sunday Night Football almost always attracts like the most viewers of any TV program throughout the week. Yeah.
It was interesting. I was read a story where it was the top three most highest rated shows for any given week once the football season starts is Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, and Thursday Night Football.
Yep. Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. Football is like baseball. Is baseball still America's game, or is it football now?
They both are, but football is just more popular.
Yeah. Baseball will always be America's favorite pastime.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be as American as apple pie.
Yep.
Baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. That's a song. No, that's not. I'm not making that up. That's a real song.
Oh.
It's baseball, apple pies, and Chevrolet. It's a song.
Save it for American Idol, Jake.
Yes, okay.
don't show
change it up from Halloween.
Look forward to the Highlander EP coming out in time for the holiday season. It's a nice stocking stuffer. I wanted to know a little bit this week about what's going on this week that you guys are interested in doing around UCR, or what's your favorite story in the Highlander?
Food truck.
Oh, okay. I got it. I get the picture. Yeah, so the Food Truck Festival is this week. It's actually today. Starts at 10:30 was it, or is it 11:30? 11.
Yeah.
And keeps going until 2:30. There are going to be 30 food trucks on campus.
It's a lot more than last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way, way, way more.
So hopefully the lines won't be crazy, crazy long. Bring your appetite. Bring a something to keep you busy while you wait in line.
Bring your mattress, too.
Bring your mattress, yeah. There's also going to be a protest going on at the same time near the bell tower to protest not UCR in general. Specifically, but university generally.
Sexual assault policies.
Yes. Sexual assault policies, carrying around mattresses.
Bring your painted skulls. Because
Dia de los Muertos. So definitely take a look at that. And we've got a pretty good article also this week on the Food Truck Festival. So be sure to check that out. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. That's it when it comes to the newsroom. This has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. For Jake Rich.
RIP on a somber note to Oscar Taveras, the St. Louis Cardinals outfielder who was killed in a car crash in the Dominican Republic recently. And also, if you have a chance, at the Barn Show tonight. I'm sorry, that was completely the album leaf. But seriously, RIP, it's a tragedy when a young player, that happens to a young player. And yeah, like the Angels did a couple years ago with Nick Aidenhart.
Sad whenever it happens, and we wish his family and friends the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cody.
Happy Halloween, everyone! Good luck on midterms, and go Royals and go Giants.
Yes,
taking both sides. You're a fence straddler, my friend. Mm-hmm. Vincent.
There, I've wasted 3 seconds of all of your lives.
This is why you listen to the newsroom, guys. Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. Come check us out next week on KUCR 88.3 FM.